now on the 26-yard line for Bad Axe. 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hatchets with the ball with split receivers. Three wide right, one wide left to the hash mark.
Watch out for number 25 here on this one. You have 11 in motion.
Garrett Bowles got man to man there. And that was just all
off
just
to the left
to
side here.
The Lakers.
A slew of Lakers coming up. Anthony Sheridan and Jared Ryder in on that tackle. And Jack Clancy carrying that ball around the left end there. Picking up a solid 6 yards on first down.
Well, the clock runs 3 seconds left here in the third quarter. That will end the third quarter. What a battle here in Bad Axe here with the Hatchets and the Lakers. The score is 16-8. We've got a full quarter left to go, Stephen, and we're expecting
it is
a gonna
be
wild,
a great fourth quarter ahead here at Bad Axe.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. While our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Services Sebring, we sell what we run and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
And welcome back to Bad Axe Field, Claude Marsh Stadium here. What a game. The score 16-8. Lakers just scored here on top by a touchdown and a point after. Hatchets now with the ball to get the fourth quarter underway. Bad Axe with the ball on their own 33-yard line.
Have it in motion
on
here.
On a shotgun.
Off
number 11 with the carry. That's Emmerich.
Yep.
Emmerich rolls out the right side. Nice pickup.
Good gain on first down there. Great gain on first down.
23, Zach Kretschmer in on the tackle along with number 78, Blake Smithers.
The big Blake Smithers on that play. And that is a great play to start that fourth quarter right there. Momentum builder right there. Great play.
Stretched it out, running back out of the backfield.
Yes.
Way out wide and... He's going to test those Laker legs, see where the sprinters were.
Absolutely.
Emmerich had some good wheels. So that'll bring up a first and 10 on the 40-yard line for the Hatchets.
Three to the near side, one out to the far side here in shotgun with Blackstone. We have 18 in motion.
Blackstock takes a snap,
hands off, right away. That is Blake Smithers again, getting right in there.
Bull rushed that tackle. The handoff was to number 10, Jack Clancy. I don't know what Jack got, Blake Smithers or if he got the football first.
Smithers was right in there.
Both were delivered at just about the same time.
And Blackstone bringing that play.
Man.
Let's see what Blackstock can get figured out here.
So there's going to be... loss of a few yards on that one. That'll bring up a second down and 13 for the Hatchets.
Come up on 10 minutes to go here in this last frame.
Out of shotgun.
Rolling
back to Blackstock.
Letting it go. Back to Cody Tulaski there, who carries it, lowers his shoulder, and carries it for the first down.
His carry by Tulaski.
What a catch and run right there. And that right there is what Tulaski brings to this team.
Yeah. Sure hands. That was going to happen. Tackled by number 17, Mason Williams
on that tackle. Right there, and that is exactly, and Blackstock knows that is what Tulaski can do. He can catch it, and he can finish those runs.
He's kind of like a Danny Amendola, the way I see
it.
He's just a small stud that he's going to catch it,
and
when he catches it, look out, because he's putting his shoulder down.
He has smaller, but he is not afraid to lower that shoulder and run through somebody if he has
to. He has hit these guys in the Laker backfield.
Absolutely.
That'll bring up a first and 10, now in the Laker territory for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Three wide to the right here, one to the left.
Blackstock out of the shotgun.
Rolling out to his right side, letting the ball go. Looks like we have, is that Tulaski again? Yeah, Tulaski again with that catch. And again by Mason Williams with the tackle for Lakers. 2 yard gain, bringing it up second and 8 here, under 10 minutes to go. Lakers with that 16-8 lead in the fourth quarter here.
So with the second down and 8, the ball's going to be placed on about the Laker 46-yard line.
Coming up to the ball here.
Let's see. I think Lakers changed their defensive. If they went from a five, well, I thought they went to a three-man front there, but they're back into a five.
You have the three to the wide right again for a Laker, or for Bad Axe, rather.
Blackstock out of the shotgun. Getting chased down. Oh, no. Where to go?
Looks like we had JT Warren and Blake Smithers back there along with Jared Ryder, bringing the quarterback in that backfield.
I don't know who Blake Smithers hit, but I know he lines up in front of somebody. Yeah. But they've got to have the back of their jersey's got to be a little dirty.
Absolutely.
He was right in Blackstock's face, and there was JT Warren.
There was nowhere to go.
I think that's about the fourth time we've seen that tonight with those two combining.
They're trying for the screen here. You could tell that Blackstock was trying to set that screen up, but he turned around and all white in his face. There was nothing. There was nowhere going there.
8:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lakers on top, 16-8. That'll bring up a third down and 20 for the Hatchets. Now back, the ball is back in Bad Axe territory on the Hatchet 42-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Blackstock looking down to the left side.
There. Caught by Tulaski about the 50-yard line.
Pass complete, taken out of bounds, defended by 82. JT
Warren coverage there.
So they picked up a few, but that's going to still be a fourth down and fourth and 12.
Fourth and 12 here. And you don't want to say it, but this is getting into possibly four down territory for Bad Axe here.
Well, look who's on the sideline, number 25, Tulaski.
Yep. I mean, you just don't know with how Lakers is picking up momentum, and you need to stop here if you're Bad Axe. You cannot allow another score. You need to get that ball back quick.
And so the
almost another block punt.
Kick it away.
Nobody back.
Oh, taking a nice Bad Axe roll.
Nice down to about the 10-yard line of Lakers.
And down by number 11, Jensen Emery covers the punt. It'll be first and 10 for the Lakers, right around the 11-yard line of the Lakers.
16-8 ball game here for the Lakers. Well, what are you thinking? Are we going to be conservative and try to run that clock down, or are we going to air it out again?
Please don't be conservative.
I would agree 100%.
Detroit Lions. Let me talk to the Detroit Lions coach. Please.
I would agree 100%.
Don't be conservative. Yes. Play football. Yep. You have got to play football. One mistake and the Hatchets are right on your back hip. I mean, that defense, every play.
Yes, that defense has been great so far.
You
tonight.
Have got to go play some football.
You need to push it.
8:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lakers now with the ball. First and 10 for the Lakers on their own 11-yard line.
In our tight formation here. Sears under center.
So Hatchets go with the 52 defense.
Up the middle here.
I think it looked like Wisner might have been the ball carrier on that one.
I think it was Wisner on the ball carrier.
26, Wisner. Ethan Wisner, the ball carrier. The interior, the Bad Axe line in on
Messing.
That.
Looks like we had Mike Messing on that tackle there. From the scrum, it looked like we had Messing standing up. And under 8 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter.
Second down and 6 for the Lakers as they picked up a few yards on the carry. Nice 4-yard pickup by Wisner. Lakers break out of the huddle.
Lakers going to be very content with letting this clock just run right now. Very content with letting that run.
You got to get a first down.
Yes, you do.
You got to get a first down. Yes. Don't kick it back.
Wide up to the right. We have Garrett Bowles to the left side.
Oh, flag on the play.
Tackle. Yep.
And what happens? I'm going to guess it's probably maybe a holding call.
I guess most likely holding call on that one.
As the Lakers get a first down.
Yep.
But we got a flag on the play. Let's go to our officials on the field. Well, let's see. He's talking to the Lakers. Maybe we got it.
As they congregate here.
This might go against Bad Axe.
We have.
And, it's going to be against Bad Axe. As the Lakers are looking to the sideline. Yep. You see J.T. Warren walked over there and looked.
Defensive holding on blue. Penalties declined. First down, White.
Boy, Lakers got a break on
that
one.
They got a big break
right there.
They
sure did not need another holding call, and the call was against the Bad Axe Hatchets. Holding, that's what Lakers needed for a little life. That'll bring up a first and 10 as Lakers not only have to get first downs here, 7:30 to go. They're going to need about 3 first downs, Steve.
And that is right there is not what Bad Axe can afford. This defense cannot be helping this offense out right now.
So first and 10 for the Lakers. On their Laker 25-yard line.
And their power bunch set right now.
And I'm surprised there's not a flag on that play. Handoff up the middle.
Looks like we had Sears hold on to it.
Boy, it looked like we had a jump on the interior line of the Bad Axe. But it's no flag on the play.
Yeah, 53 loop sub check on that tackle. And Mike Messing.